Julie passed a part of her childhood in Mexico, and we are really attached to South America. We was living in Mexico DF 6 months, a few years ago. And this is a part of the origin of this story, and also the desire to talk about how a paradise could transform in hell. And a few months ago, when a friend came back from Mexico and said, oh, I bought a guest house on the beach of San Agustinio between Masunte and Cipolite, and Julie said, oh, this place is still existing. I want to write a story about this place, about Mexican, Indian Mexican living in the jungle or mangrove, and the French, American, Swiss, German people installed on the beach and dreaming about another world. And it was to talk about this contrast.
One of the first very striking thing of this film is the atmosphere.
Quand j'étais petit, je me souviens, on posait tout le temps cette question à tous vos copains. Qui est-ce qui serait capable d'aider un de ses amis à porter un cadavre sans poser de questions? Comme si les garçons d'ici pouvaient se noyer. Comme si les requins blancs pouvaient se noyer.
I believe that sound plays a role in this film, am I right?
Yes, we believe more in sound than spoken language. The question was how to tell a story with a minimum of dialogues, of lines, and how to use this incredible atmosphere of birds, alligator, waves, as a music, as a, to give us the sensation, the odor, the feeling about this place.
You've traveled there very often, and now you've traveled there to shoot the film. What strikes you as an issue between yourselves and the people that live there permanently? Because this is also something which is deep in the film. I won't reveal anything about the end of the film.
I think when we are traveling, we often trying or think we want to be closer than the tourist to the native population. Well, it's fake, it's not possible. We, for example, meet university French installed in Mexico, in the really, really small village of Michoacán. And after a few years, the biggest daughter, she fell in love with the responsible of the gas station of the village. And for the parents coming from Sorbonne in Paris, it was something like awful. My daughter will live in this village and get children. I don't know all the cliché we can imagine on the other side. And this was a bit of the story in the middle of the story.
Now, to be a traveling filmmaker, you also need quite a bit of funding. And I understand this is always an issue in Switzerland. So maybe you could tell me how you funded this film.
Funding, you mean my find money, right? We didn't found it. We did without almost any money. We start with the support of the Ville de Genève and Radio Télévision Suisse. Both of them give us first impulse to do it. It was great, and we didn't wait 2 years to find a real budget. We just decided to go with this, with just the minimum to pay the travel material. And when we came back, we was fighting to show it and say, okay, do you like it? Do you want to be involved in the project? Do you want to help us to produce it? And we did it like this, with the minimum energy to find the fund and more energy that we can to do the film.